Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Justin the nicotine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We were talking about how, and we can talk about this up here, but like you and I have been talking about time, and time I was like, Peakless will roll in here at 7:04 and 30 seconds, right? And like 7:04 and 31 seconds came by, you weren't here, and like when the music's coming on, the show is starting to go. We look at each other. I look up at the monitor over here that shows the cameras at the studio. I don't see you anywhere, but I turn around and look to my left, and there you are. Welcome.
Glad to be here. That's what happens when you think you can predict me.
So, we are here. Free Talk Live is still on the air.
The show goes on.
You know it. Contrary to government's desire.
And efforts.
And certainly not for a lack of effort on their part. It saddens me to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it. Ian, Bonnie, me, Mark, we've been having discussions about...
Not me, Mark.
...this exact situation. Like, we're like, look, we got to plan for the worst, but hope for the best. Right? So, like, let's plan on... Every time a thing came up, let's plan on them taking you away today. And they didn't. We're like, oh, sweet, we get them for another couple of weeks. Let's you know, further, like, my training and, like, you know, educating Bonnie and me and, like, some other people on, like, how to do stuff. And, you know, Mark's involved on, you know, the back end of stuff and that kind of a thing. So,
like, and you still got lucky that he just happened to be on the phone pre-show with his tech support.
Yeah, well, and even more so than that... the Monday of his, we'll call it sentencing part two, because they split that into two different
hearings.
Did we call
it a kidnapping? They took him.
They did.
They can't steal just this part of everyone's time. They got to steal more of everyone's time.
Well, they stole all of his time now.
Yeah.
And so that night, like at first, outside of the courthouse, when we were talking to cameras and stuff, people were like, so what's the plan for Free Talk Live? And I'm like, there will be no show until Wednesday, right? No live show. We've got some recorded shows going on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from some great people. If you haven't heard them, check those out. But we decided last minute, like, hey, you know what? It's a special day. Let's go ahead and do a show. And, of course, I've trained for this very moment. I'm like, if I need to interrupt, blah, 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 blah. I know the commands. I know the things. I know the buttons to push. And I know,
you know
and
all like, the things.
But apparently, no.
No.
No, apparently it went poorly. Mm. We were only able to broadcast on the Internet, and what went out over the radio was a repeat of one of the previously pre-recorded shows from, I think it was Ernie or whatever, on a Monday. So, anyway, we put up a special thing. With that, just that show on both the Patreon and the SoundCloud. So if you're subscribing to the podcast anywhere online, you've already received those episodes. But if you were expecting a live show and you didn't hear it, you'll just have to go back to freetalklive.com, look for the archives, find that show. Also over on freekeen.com, Mr. Penguin of thinkpenguin.com has put together a video bit that contains some of the interview footage from outside of the courtroom after the trial. It also contains a read by me of Ian's statement to the court that he read in court. Of course, there's no recording of that because, well, you know, it's 2023 and we certainly can't allow technology that's over 100 years old into the courtroom. So yeah, I read it. I did a reading of it, and Mr. Penguin published that with some video on top of it, and then it's also followed by the special episode last Monday of Free Talk Live. So when you look at it, you're like, oh, man, it's like a three-hour thing. What did you do, Penguin? It's like, no, no, no. He put some stuff in front, and then it's a regular Free Talk Live episode after that.
There you go.
So, yeah, if you want to, please find all that stuff. Freekeen.com. FreeTalkLive.com, find the archives. We've done a redesign of the website there, so that stuff is a little different than it used to be, but we think it's improved, and we continue to work to improve it as well as time goes on. Big shout out to Greg for his work on that. So anyway, in anticipation of this very moment, tonight in the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the only person with the credibility and capability of replacing Ian Freeman on a Saturday night, I am here, Richie
Mark?
Rich. I said credibility.
No ego there. yeah, I, you know, so these things happen, and, like, in my head, I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? How, you know, and selfishly, I was thinking also of Beard Talk Live. Which, by the way, for those of you listening, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern, you'll be listening to Free Talk Live. If you're on the radio, you know, it'll just go until then. If you're online, there'll be like a half-hour break between Free Talk Live. There'll be another show online only over at watch.freetalklive.com called Beard Talk Live. It is a spin-off, if you will, if Free Talk Live is, you know, the nationally syndicated radio show that's on Prime, whatever. We're the spin-off that airs, you know, on the independent station over at watch.freetalklive.com called Beard Talk Live. Now, it has been, Beard Talk Live started off with nobody, myself and Peakless Mountaineer, and nobody has, you know, found his way outside of being able to be here to participate. And so I was like, well, there's really only one other host on Free Talk Live currently, right? Like, unless we, like, looked for outside, you know, folks who wanted to come into it.
Which you've done.
I mean, kind of half-ass, okay. You know, it hasn't been a real effort. Because, right. Like, I knew we had another beard already sort of, you know, as part of the Free Talk Live family.
The only in the beard wings. With the capability and credibility of replacing nobody on Beard Talk Live.
Wait.
How does it feel
you
to know
the credibility
you're
of nobody?
Nobody
or of Ian? Because that's two very different.
How does it feel?
One's a subset of the other. If I could get to Ian, well, I mean, if I can reach Ian level, I'm already well past nobody level.
Yeah, no, I think they have the kind of credibility that is mutually exclusive.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can either have Ian-style credibility, or you can have nobody-style credibility, okay. Mostly depending on whether or not you endorse violence against the state.
Oh, I'm probably more toward nobody.
Probably,
yeah, you might be the one to replace nobody
but
on that.
How does it feel to know that you've replaced nobody?
Well, you know, Captain...
That nobody before you was good enough to be you, and so now you're you.
True.
You want to thank your producers?
I'm working for this, yes. All the,
your
all
mom
the
and your dad and, you know, your pastor or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We are live on the radio on 180 radio stations, something like that, nationwide, as well as over at freetalklive.com, watch.freetalklive.com. LRN.FM is broadcasting us right now, so there are a plethora of ways for you to listen.
How much is a plethora?
It's
a plethora? I would hate the man to say plethora. We're not a plethora is.
I prefer to say plethora, but like I have been untrained to say plethora.
Okay.
Now because other people pronounce it plethora more so than I pronounce it plethora.
Plethora?
Yeah. So that's my preference.
It will always be plethora for me. And that is strictly and simply because of the Three Amigos.
Agreed.
All right. I like to be multilingual about it. I'll pronounce it. You know, I could say tomato. I could say tomato. Doesn't matter. I really don't care.
Plethora.
According to pronunciation.com.
According to dictionary.com.
You could read
it. And I bet you every one of them's going to agree.
I don't.
Plethora. With the emphasis on the first syllable.
Sorry.
Not the emphasis on the second syllable.
The emphasis.
Here's what I don't understand when it comes to word pronunciations. Why don't we just spell the word like the pronunciation guide and put an end to that nonsense?
Good question.
Well,
before you answer that, I just want to finish my thought, which is
sort of rhetorical.
So, I thought like if we can get Richie Rich on Free Talk Live, and then get him to participate also in the uncensored Beard Talk Live, right, where we get to really talk how we want to, right? We're not censored by the FCC. We're not reduced to, you know, like not cussing or not saying describing things in certain ways, right? Beard Talk Live. to me, is the most free version of what we do here, even at Free Talk Live. Now, freetalklive.com, like, is a show that obviously lives beyond its creator, right? If the government had their way and they took Ian out, this broadcast would not be happening today.
Oh, I'm sure that's what they anticipated.
I'm sure that's what they anticipated as well.
And yet here we are.
However, comma, they did not anticipate someone named Captain Kickass coming on the scene.
Nobody anticipated that.
Did he?
Maybe.
All right. Well, if he did, he's a...
But also the other nobody.
Oh, right. Well, either way, that's clairvoyant, if it were anticipated.
Apparently, there was also, like, more than a handful of volunteers going, like, I will step into that spot.
Let me give a shout-out to everybody. I got so many texts and calls and, like, people online, people coming up to me after the hearings and stuff going... Like, even, like, people who've never been on, look, man, I've never been on the show, but, like, if you need somebody to, I'm willing to give it a shot, right? And I'm like, thank you guys so much. Like, really, I can't, one of the things about the, we'll call it the libertarian community, the voluntarist community in New Hampshire, the freedom-loving community in New Hampshire is that, yeah, there's all this little, like, drama and bickering and, like, oh, you did this and you insulted me and, like, and that's kind of the fun of being involved in it, right? You get to watch all the drama unfold. You get a front row seat. But, like, when something goes down, right, when arguably the most effective activist New Hampshire has ever seen, at least in modern times, gets a federal trial here in New Hampshire and a couple of sentencing hearings, they all show up.
Yep.
Right? Everybody shows up, right? Whether or not they've, you know, had some criticism of each other in the past or whatever. Like, I know Ian's had his criticism of things, and things have had criticism, and people have had criticism of Ian and whatnot, but they all showed up.
Well, it's because we all realize that the implications are much bigger than one man,
right,
even if that one man is Ian Freeman.
Right. And this is the bonus, if you will, to plugging yourself into the freedom community here in New Hampshire once you move here. If you are listening to this program right now, just by way of listening, you are part of the resistance. You are part of the revolution, the evolution, as I like to call it. Then I like to call it a revolution. I like to call it the evolution. We're all going to evolve past this idea that this organization of violence known as the state is necessary. Right. So if you're listening to this if you just happen to turn it on, you're in a rental car, you just got from the airport or whatever, and this was the radio station that was on in your car, that's not by accident. Somebody left it on for you in hopes that you would hear this broadcast and come to the ideas of liberty if you're not already there. So if anything, the events of Ian Freeman being arrested and sentenced to 8 freaking years.
Good catch.
Right. If it has done any good, it has solidified not only the show, but the greater freedom community here in New Hampshire.
Hear, hear.
In my opinion.
I'd agree. I mean, honestly, things grow through being challenged and surviving the challenge. Like, your muscle doesn't grow from you sitting on the couch. Your muscle grows because you tore muscle cells, and then they regrew more muscle cells to replace them. And the fact that they keep coming at us, and they keep coming at us, and now they're taking away probably the cornerstone of this entire production at this point, and it's not going to stop us. It's right. Just going to distribute our skill set even further. It's going to encourage people to be on the show who weren't going to be on the show before.
And the fact that so many people volunteered to step up, knowing the show is a target,
right,
yeah, bolsters this show, and the fact that we're not going down, you know, without a fight, or whatever, you know, fighting's not your thing against the feds.
I mean,
right, people are willing to step up, knowing that they would be targeted next if the feds come back towards this show.
Yeah. And, like, to be fair, some of those people have already been targeted, maybe not by the feds, but by the state level or, what, you know.
I don't know who they are.
Libertarian people, yeah, you know, generally aren't targets. I was talking to a friend of mine on the West Coast via text, and he was like, He's like, Matt, I've been paying attention to the story, following the whole thing. He's like, I feel weird because I think that, like, talking to you might even put me on a list. And I'm like, you're probably right.
Right.
Just talking to me probably has you on a list. The fact that you have associated with me at some point in your life, sadly, has you on a list. The FBI, it probably has your name, your address, like, how many joints you smoked with me, or, you know, how much beer we drank at that one show, or whatever it is, right? It, like, I'm sure that it exists, and it's sad to say, but, like, yes, if you are my actual friend in real life, and you communicate with me on any regular basis, it's likely the FBI knows who you are and has you, because I broadcast on this show. I know for a fact the FBI has some of my text messages between somebody who turned state's evidence on Mr. Freeman during the trial, and there are screenshots that exist with my conversations with that person. So I know for a fact that my communications have been monitored. I know for a fact that and recorded. I know for a fact that the FBI listens to this show every frickin' night, right? Or at least seemingly, because every time we go into another day of either Ian's trial or his sentencing or whatever, the prosecution always brings something new. They're like, oh, and just 2 days ago on his radio show, he said, and then they play a clip from that show.
On his radio broadcast.
Right. Yeah. So they're listening. I know furthermore that they're listening because, like, I'm trying to remember her name. She's Georgiana, whatever her name is, one of the prosecutors.
Okay.
Every time she walks by me in the hallway when we're at these things, she smiles at me. And I'm like, oh, God, really? That's gross. Like, I don't want to be. No. I think it's like, she listens to the show every night,
all right.
And I'm the funny guy,
right?
And so when she sees me in real, she's like, oh, hey, it's the funny guy, right? She has that smile that sometimes you get from being on this show. If you've ever been approached, you know, you're the guy on Free Talk Live, aren't you?
Not enough groupies. Yeah,
we could certainly use more groupies. Please make yourselves known at Porkfest and Forkfest this year, which Richie Rich won't be attending.
Probably not.
Yeah. So at any rate,
Porkfest. Still calling it Porkfest.
Thank you for
Pork
correcting
me. Porkfest.
Yeah, so far that seems to be the reality of the situation. Like, I still love Porkfest as an attendee.
Okay.
Right, I love walking around and going and seeing everybody, but, you know.
We're going back through the cycle. It's a cycle. They get more and more fascist, then they realize that's a bad idea, then they pull back on the fascism, and then they go, hey, we could have more power. We could order people around. Why aren't we stopping people at the gates?
Yeah.
Why don't we have our own little SS squad running around opening up people's cars?
Why don't we set up the metal detectors for special speakers?
Right.
Well, if they set up metal detectors, then every time I was near, they would go off.
Because you're metal?
Because I am
That's
metal.
That's just how metal he is.
That's right. I'm walking metal. I am like the human version of the Terminator. Right? I'm just like that, except I'm not robotic at all.
There's a lot of torches that I carry that other people won't carry with me, so I don't care if I'm the only one still calling it Pork Bash. I will continue to call it Pork Bash.
No, I just forget, man, because, but you're here now on Saturdays to remind me of these things, and that's, you know, one of the reasons I was like, you know what, we got to move Richie Rich from Sunday to Saturday, not only because of Beard Talk Live, but for the fact that you come from a great deal of distance, as do you, right? And we've had a couple of rare shows where it's the three of us, and I thought they've gone rather well, right? Yeah. We don't always agree with each other. We disagree on a bunch of stuff.
That makes for a better show.
And that makes for a better show. So I thought, like, okay, well, let's make this move. Now, it doesn't have to be a permanent move. It, you know, I mean, if it turns out that the three of us doing this show on Saturday, well, it really sucks and ratings go down, well, we'll make changes. But I think it'll be just fine. More so, I think that it is a testament to Mr. Ian Freeman and his ability to prepare us for this moment. Like I said, he and I and Bonnie and Mark have had these conversations about let's prepare, and like he is, like he did such a good job that on Monday when I tried to interrupt the show and I like
couldn't be
I
done.
Failed somehow, even though I trained for that exact moment and had success previously in making that particular those mechanisms work.
Hacker proof lockdown.
Yeah,
I'm broadcasting for the next 8 years whether you want to or not.
Yeah. So this show does not anticipate going away at any time soon. In fact, we anticipate the day that Ian Freeman is released from the kidnappers, the government, that he will be able to sit down in these chairs right here and broadcast again.
I'll tell you when we'll go away. When there's nothing to talk about. When we are just so free that we just don't have anything to talk about anymore.
To that extent, I feel like, I mean, like, I know we can't really be all about free speech on the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live because the FCC restrictions.
Mm.
But to that extent, Free Talk Live can be a canary in the coal mine for all of you preppers out there, for all of you voluntarists, for all you anarchists, for all you libertarians. The day this show actually goes off the air should be an indicator to you that the time has come.
Yeah.
Whatever that means to you, I don't know. But, like, it should be an indicator to you that, like, the government has gotten so big and so untowardly and so fascist and so out of control and so violent that they have taken off the air the last bastion of free speech, in my opinion, that exists.
And I would use this opportunity, I know you do a thank you possibly later in the show, but to pitch the AMPS program.
Yep.
Right? Because they took away Ian.
Yeah.
Right? Hoping to get this show off the air. So let's push that and get on even more radio stations and spread the message even further and wider so that they know that their efforts are going to backfire as harshly as possible and that this message will continue to go out further and wider.
Yeah, generally speaking, people like to help when the circumstances are dire.
And well, it's not dire, well, but this is a good time to help.
Right.
This is a fresh and a good time.
If not one of the best times to visit amps.freetalklive.com. That stands for Advertising, Marketing, Promoting, and Supporting, amps.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give 10 or 20. There's different levels. There's like silver and gold and platinum and that kind of stuff. So if you want to contribute more, you can. If you enjoy this program, you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics that we bring, the perspective of liberty, peace, making your lives better, improving yourself financially, et cetera, and so on, all the topics that we bring, please consider becoming a subscriber over at amps.freetalklive.com, if for no other reason than to make sure that this show exists until Ian Freeman gets out.
I showed up at the hearing on Monday. I didn't stay for the whole thing. I generally make excuses on why my extra body makes no difference. But after the cancellation and postponement of the last hearing, I felt compelled to make a point to be there. Just to be another body, right? Just they had to open up the overflow courtroom because there were so many of us, right? So just to give them, just to give them the finger to stick it to them, I showed up, I got through security, and I didn't know where to go because it's my first time there, and talked to the guy. I said, like, I'm looking for the political persecution of Ian Freeman. Where do I go? And they're like, courtroom three, second floor, courtroom three. And that's like no hesitation at all. Like that's why I was there.
603-283-6160. Still to come. More about Mr. Freeman's trial, and then some. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News update. Conservative leaders have signed a letter endorsing Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio to become the next House Speaker, citing his consistent conservative record. Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise are the two top contenders for the next House Speaker. The largest health care strike in U.S. history ends without a contract deal. Kaiser Permanente employees returned to work this morning at hospitals in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. A Kaiser spokesperson has confirmed that another bargaining session will be held next week. A union representative says the two sides remain far apart on the issue of wages. Kaiser employees are seeking annual pay increases and higher staffing levels. A recent study reveals that the U.S. economy suffered nearly a $4 billion blow due to the United Auto Workers strike. The losses encompass reduced worker wages and production dips at the big three automaker plants. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's right. Get your damn coffee and get the heck in here already. It's Free Talk Live, and you can substitute coffee for whatever beverage you prefer, listeners.
I've got a Monster in the bag for later.
Okay, well, what kind of beverage do you have?
I'll be drinking a Rockstar, but the Monster is in the bag.
I used to have this joke, and it's like you've heard it before. It's totally a dad joke. It's like, what has 1,000 teeth and holds back a big hairy monster?
Zipper.
My zipper.
Buzzing.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 on this Saturday night edition. That's right. Free Talk Live continues. You may have heard about the founder of the show being arrested and sentenced to what appears to be 8 years. In federal penitentiary.
Pending appeal,
which...
But he is no longer at liberty.
Definitely not. There's some serendipity involved here, right? And I say that because, like, I walked in today, and Bonnie was in here doing some stuff, and she happened to be talking to Ian, right, trying to, do some paperwork for the lawyers, whatever stuff is going on. And I sit down and I notice that, like, I've got no audio in either of these headphone racks, no matter what I plug into. I've got no sound at all. I see sound at the board level, right?
Right.
And Ian goes, oh, well, in the bottom right of either of those headphone racks, there should be a little light indicating if it's powered or not. And I'm like, that's not on. Thank you. You genius, right? So, like...
Did you check to see if it was plugged in first?
Right, like tech support 101.
Have
like,
you tried turning it on and off?
Do you have power, right? Now, I've been in here so often that I've never even noticed that there's an indicator that tells me that there's power to these two devices or not. They just always have been powered on, period. There's never been an interrupt in these particular two devices, and so I just straight up didn't notice, man.
And I came in the midst of the troubleshooting going... How are you able to get Ian on the phone to troubleshoot?
From jail.
From jail.
Right, yeah. And no, it was just serendipity, yeah. Right? So, like, say what you want about, like, you know, religion or, like, you know, things that happen in this world or coincidence or whatever. But, like, it was just 100% serendipity that, like, those events all transpired at the same time right before the show was supposed to go on. And, in fact, I was able to just reset the power strip. Boom. Problem solved.
There you go.
But like, these are the, like, you know, like, I don't know this gear the way Wizard number one does, right? I you know, I haven't unplugged, I haven't built it, I haven't spent 20 years,
yeah.
You know, in this That's environment, you know, plugging all these things in, making them all work together, connecting them all together, networking them all together, right? Making sure that, like, oh, they update when they're supposed to, or they don't update when they're not supposed, you know, yeah. All, there's like a whole bunch of things that have to.
And before putting this studio together, he was a real radio studio guy.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
He's been around this, like, this is a career,
yes,
for him,
yes, and everything is done professionally,
yes,
and in fact other people who have their own studios, you know, in their, you know, house or, you know, some other location where it's theirs, they're like, I'm not sure how Ian did what he did because it takes us more space or more time or yeah. More whatever to make what happen, you know, that Ian already has happening here at yeah. Free Talk Live.
Well, in a recent interview, again, that I brought up last week, he basically said in the interview, right, like, we knew we needed to have our own studio because turnover's too high in radio studios as it is, and so I just started spending my money on equipment yep. Until I built my own studio. So it was, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? He just started to piece it all together. Until we got what we have today.
Yeah, it's and, like, I think that's where he and I connected, because I did the same thing with my independent heavy metal bands, right? I was like, oh, my God, the biggest expense in recording your own music is the recording studio.
Yep.
Not only do you have to pay for the studio by the hour, but then you also have to pay a guy to come in and record, and then you also have to pay a guy to come in and produce if you want to be, like, considered professional, right? Mm. You got to find somebody with a name who's done something on somebody's record just to have their name on you and, like, you know, tell you guys, like, no, you guys don't need to be drunk when you come in on Thursday, you know, or whatever it is, right, in the rock and roll studio. And so I did kind of the same thing. I just started taking... We started rehearsing at my drummer's house for free, right? And we threw some money at that. We took whatever money we got at shows and put into construction materials to build a, like, a room outside of the existing room where we were okay. Practicing to isolate it. So, like, when we'd get to play in heavy metal at 10:30, 11 p.m. at night, we're not annoying his neighbors, right? Because we're in a residential neighborhood kind of thing.
Smart. And I'm going to put an end to practice real quick.
Right. And it totally worked. Like, you couldn't get 15 feet from the structure within which we practiced and hear anything. Right, it wasn't until you got into that 15-feet radius that you're like, oh, I hear some coming from the walls or whatever. Yep. So it totally worked out. The next thing we did is we bought, you know, our own multi-track recording equipment. Right, and so we were able to do our EPs and our CDs and our full albums and stuff. While, you know, I look back now and I go, you could tell it's not professional quality sound, but even at the time, it was certainly underground professional quality sound, and we didn't have the expense, which everybody else incurs with hiring these people, hiring these studios, you know, and that kind of a thing. And so that's
really smart. After you get it built, you can invite the other smaller bands to pay you a smaller fee.
Right. And so that's, I think, where, like, Ian and I connected. It was like, he did a thing, and I did a similar thing, and we sort of, like, we're like, yeah, that's how you do it, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, when we first started to get to know each other. So we talk more about this. I have a bad news and a good news thing that I want to get to, considering Ian Freeman. But let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Oh. There you go.
But he really got sentenced to 8 years in federal prison.
He did.
You know, here in New Mexico, when they sentence you, it usually means like you do half the time on good time, and then you come out on the ankle bracelet. So that's New Mexico law. I wonder if that's what's going to happen to Ian. If he behaves himself and does all the school programs or whatever, gets all these good points.
I mean, sure. Like, every legal person that we've talked to, attorneys or even just like legal reporters, stuff like that, who've speculated on this 96-month, a.k.a. 8 years, sentence that Ian has received, has said, well, it's probably likely he'll only do like 4, 4.5, 5 years, something along those lines, and get time off for good behavior, and then he'll do his 2 years probation, which was part of the sentence, by the way. Whatever time he serves in prison is then immediately followed by 2 years of probation, regardless as to whether he's not, whether he's out on what you call good time, what used to be called
parole?
No.
Oh.
The other term for good
work
time
release?
For good behavior.
Oh.
Good behavior. Time off for good behavior was the previous phrase. Now they just call it good time, like the old television show Good Time.
Good time.
Good times. Right. I suspect you are not incorrect. I suspect Ian will, of course, be a model prisoner, if you will, with the exception of teaching people the ways of voluntarism. He will otherwise do whatever the heck they tell him to, and, you know, he's already sort of denied their request to give him a COVID test, so he'll challenge the system in his own ways. He'll pick and choose his battles, but I suspect he won't do anything that jeopardizes his ability to get out early, because that is, of course, his goal. His goal is to get out as soon as possible, of course. The appeal, of course, is coming up and all this sort of thing. So I suspect you're not incorrect, Sarah, that, you know, if he is going to be in jail for this 8-year sentence, he might get out in 4, 5, 6 years, something like that. But we don't know.
I just don't like people are considering that a win.
Yeah, and I would actually consider that an additional part of the punishment.
Like, the not knowing?
Maybe he'll be out in 4 years. Maybe five.
There's no
maybe
certainty
six,
to it.
Maybe 6.5.
And there's no real achievable incentive there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the uncertainty is not only part of the punishment of the prisoners, but certainly part of the punishment of anyone who dare care about the people that the government doesn't like.
One that can kind of hang it, right? Do this or you're not going to get good time.
Yeah.
Sarah?
I called in because, you know, there's a gas station called the Quick Corner, and they have been playing loud classical music 24/7 to run off the homeless with bright lights.
If they want to do that, they should be playing like Slayer. They should be playing like, Death Angel. They should be playing Carcass. They should
I don't know. You might get some rocking out homeless people instead.
No, I don't think
Nobody likes classical.
I don't think you're gonna. No, I think everybody likes classical.
Nobody likes classical. No, I love classical. So let me tell you, nobody likes it.
Like, you can't find any classical bros to go hang out with?
I can't. They don't exist. There's literally one circumstance where I can use classical music when I was doing when I was a cab driver.
Yeah.
It was a great thing to just have on in the background because people can kind of ignore it.
Right.
And, like, you know, chat or not chat. And it's just kind of a neutral thing. But nobody likes classical.
So what you're saying is...
I like Paco Bell's Canon in D.
What you're saying is
that one.
When you go to see an orchestra perform some Mozart, you don't find a bunch of dudes smoking joints out in front of the place going, high five, yeah, Mozart, MF-er.
I know, right? What's wrong with people?
Well, the thing is that it's not working. But there's a homeowner that lives really close by, maybe like, I don't
a
know,
homeowner?
30 feet.
A
yeah,
homeowner?
And then he's annoyed by this constant noise. It's what you call a noise, nuisance noise or something, abatance, nuisance. But the thing is that there's a homeless encampment that doesn't bother these people. They have a homeless encampment with this loud music and the lights.
If it's an encampment, can we just call them campers?
Yeah, the happy camper encampment.
Just camping.
Well, the thing is that, so it's beginning to a problem, and they're saying, well, you have to make a city ticket to make an official complaint. about this noise. And do you think they're high on drugs and drunk? That's why the music don't run them off.
I think you're high on drugs.
How do homeless people have money for beer and drugs?
Yeah.
But how could a noise do not bother these homeless people?
Sarah, I think this many of the times that you call, who cares? Like, seriously, who cares? Like, they're, oh no, the homeless people might be doing the substances that I don't agree with that lets them put up with lights and classical music. They can put up with Mozart. They must be doing something I don't like.
My question for Sarah is, if these homeless people are doing things that she doesn't like drugs, for example, why aren't you over there, Sarah, taking the drugs out of their hands?
You know what? It's their free will.
Well, then let them have their free will.
All right, so then what's your problem?
Poor guy. Now, the poor neighbor, he doesn't know what to do.
Well, if it's a nuisance complaint, you just call the police, if that's your thing, right, and you file a nuisance complaint against the commercial property.
What I would do if I were this neighbor is I would take one of my home stereo speakers and I would put it in the closest window to where the noise is coming from, and I would open the window and I would crank it up to 11.
Well, that's passive aggressive. I mean,
aggressive aggressive.
The right thing to do is just go talk to the property owner and be like, hey, dude, you know, I know you got the homeless problem, but the lights and the noise are like affecting more than just the homeless. It's affecting my property over here. Can we work this out amicably, or then do we escalate?
That, or I would go even further to change this negative interaction into a positive interaction. I would go and find like a local band that's having a hard time gaining some fans and followers, and I would like rent a PA system and have them come perform in my backyard for the homeless.
Or go to the homeless encampment, like hand out sandwiches so they incentivize to stay there.
Right, and flyers.
Yeah. Now you get a meal and a show.
Right, exactly. Right, and a fan base, right? You know, don't get me wrong, like, homeless are on the internet. They have Facebook accounts. They have email addresses, right? Just because you don't have a place to sleep at night doesn't mean you don't have electronic credentials.
Yeah, that's true. I had a friend who was homeless, and he had, like, more money and better credit than the rest of us.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Well, you know what? It's amazing. A lot of these homeless people have, like, degrees and stuff like that.
That's about how useful degrees are.
Bingo!
What happens is they come into a crisis and they wind up cracking up, and they're not the same. Once they crack...
Yeah, once they get a dose of reality, that the money that they've been told they should spend towards going to college and obtaining this degree turns out to be a fruitless effort, that they can't even get an entry-level job that any Joe off the street should be able to get, when they find out that their degree gives them no leg up on the competition whatsoever. Yeah. You think they're going to crack? You think they're going to have a dose of reality? I think so.
If you have an English degree, you're going to be very eloquent when you say, would you like fries with that?
Yeah, and the thing is, Sarah, the reason that these people exist, these, you know, the people that cannot put themselves in a house and want to, the reason those people exist is so that your system, Sarah, your system can be put into place. Because the government needs to be able to print as much money as it wants to for all of your government programs. All of those little cameras that you want to make sure are up to stop people from speeding, those aren't free, Sarah. Those have to be printed into existence. That money gets printed. And when that happens, it destroys the economy. And when the economy gets destroyed, then all of the people who could have been productive aren't. And this is what happens to them.
Hey, Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. I want to talk about something that happened at sentencing hearing number 2. I intended to be there at 9 a.m. The thing was supposed to start at 10, right? So I'm like, well, okay, you know, I ran late, whatever. I slipped through my alarm, et cetera, and so on. And I got there at 9:30. Right. So I'm not late by any stretch of the imagination for the thing. I'm late for like the hour and a half long protest that was supposed to go on before the thing or whatever. But whatever. I show up and I walk into the main courtroom. And when I do, there's already some sort of drama ensuing with the marshals that were in there and the people who had made their way into the courtroom early. If you recall, at sentencing hearing number 1, we reported here on Free Talk Live that about half of the courtroom was all people there to see Ian, and the other half of the courtroom was basically government people with their laptops and their cell phones, because they don't allow regular people to have those things in court, but they allow government people too. And so it was as if the government called upon every government employee they had locally to come and sit in on this trial so that we couldn't pack the courtroom. Right, so here we go, part two. We got the message, and a bunch of people showed up early and made their way into the courtroom early. And so I walk in, and like, there's almost zero government people in the pews, right? And literally pews like a church. These are pews like a church at the New Hampshire courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire. And there's already some drama going on. Like, some people have walked in before me, and the marshals are trying to say things like, there's no more room in here. You need to go to the overflow. And and people are standing up going, no, there's plenty of room here. We'll move over. And yeah, we'll move over too. And there's two or three of these groups standing up like, there's plenty of room. We haven't even filled these seats in here, Marshal. And like, so this is going on between like a couple of different groups of people. And like, people got up and made room. I just sort of walked over and sat down in one of the places they made available, right? And so I was there. Bing. Right?
I got there, and there was the marshal was harassing another gentleman. Didn't catch his name, but he had his foot like holding the door open.
Yeah.
The gentleman had his foot holding the door open because he was also trying to get in, right? And the marshal said, like, there's no room. This one's full. You know, you got to go. And some lady who was like sitting outside on one of the benches said, I just got out of there. He can have my seat.
Right. Right. Yes.
And Marshall's like, nope, you gotta go. And if you don't move your foot from that door, anyone else who tries to get in is gonna get arrested.
Right, yeah.
And whatever. I'm like, you gotta fill me in, man, because I literally just got here. I have no part in this. Tell me what's going on. And I did not, you know, I chose not to make a scene.
Right.
Yeah. But I just went into the overflow room. But clearly they were stopping more people from getting in.
Right.
Then could have filled the room.
So what happened is, like, I walk in, and, like, this drama's already going on. I just sort of meander over to an open seat and sit the F down. While this is going on, one of the persons in the Freedom community starts chanting, public hearing, public hearing, public hearing, right? You know, this kind of a thing. And I guess the head marshal, I don't know, like the tallest of the marshals or whatever, he walks over and he's like, hey, I'm going to have to remove you for inciting violence. I'm like, oh, for saying public hearing at a public hearing is somehow inciting violence
before
you
the public
bastard.
Hearing actually started.
Right, yeah, before he even kicked off, right? And so like no one else joined in the chat for whatever reason, but like then the conversation between this person and the marshal ensued, and he was like, you're gonna have to stand up and come with me, and he goes, no.
Nice.
Right? Now, this is the most important part of this story, right? If somebody in authority says, all right, you have to stand up and come with me, like, maybe your first thought should be, no. Right? And he said no. And so this marshal guy, he goes, well, okay, well, if this happens again, I'm going to have to drag you out of here. Do you wonder, right? It was
a threat. I'm going to have to ask you to come with me because they will use phraseology like that.
I don't remember the exact phrasing, but I remember the answer was
no.
No. And then the marshal backed off, was like, well, if you start this up again, then I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Right? You know, then the threat came out. But, like, I'm not going to now, even though you did the thing I said you shouldn't do. Wait.
If I do this again, then you're going to come tell me to stand up again. Like you just did.
Yeah.
Really? That's the punishment, is that you'll do to me what you just did to me and didn't work?
So I really enjoyed them illustrating their own hypocrisy in front of a packed courtroom of libertarian-type people.
Yeah. They're probably used to getting compliance, and they don't have to follow the rules, but when challenged, all of a sudden, the rules become important.
Right.
Right? Because if he gets taken away, well, then now you could potentially have another lawsuit on your hands, and they don't care because it's taxpayer dollars, but, hey, we walk away with some money.
The other thing that I want to bring up tonight on this show is that when the judge did declare his sentence and was finished giving it took him some time to figure out the hell he was doing.
Oh, yeah, he gave a lot of thought. Like, put a lot of thought into it.
You know, in theory, that or he's a good actor.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of feel like he had it all worked out before the...
Oh, the judge?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good actor.
Yeah,
he got a lot of credit up front.
A lot of people were saying, oh, well, he was so fair during the trial.
No.
Yeah, that is an act. It was an act. He was pretending.
He has to give the appearance.
Yes.
Right.
He has to give the appearance of fairness in order to hand down a draconian sentence.
So the other thing that I want to make sure that I mention tonight is that when the sentence was decreed, and here come the marshals to put Ian in cuffs, there were, I don't even know how many people. They started with like one, and then a couple other, and several other people all chanting with, "I love you, Ian." You know, just across the courtroom, just yelling it out, right? There were even some people, you know, yelling at the government, right? You guys are the terrorists. You know, you guys are the ones who are caging an innocent man who is a peaceful man who did nothing to violate consent. You know, all these kinds of things, all the stuff we've talked about here on Free Talk Live before.
What if the bailiffs, the sheriff's office, the marshal stood down and didn't arrest him? Didn't put him in cuffs to take him away.
Like, man.
Right, this is wrong.
That would warm my heart. What if the judge himself was like, you know what? I reviewed all the evidence in this case, and since I have discretion at sentencing, I'm just going to sentence him to, you know, 5 years of home confinement.
He had discretion prior to that because he dropped one of the charges, right? He's like, I didn't see enough evidence for this one.
Right.
But somehow saw enough evidence for the convictions?
And also admitted that he is going to let higher courts decide the rest of it, the appeal and all that kind of stuff. So he admitted on, you know, his podium, whatever the word the judge
said. I don't have any faith in what I have just done.
He was like, look, there's nothing I can do about it in my position, but, you know, the Supreme Court might be able to. And they're like, yeah, he totally had discretion to make the thing. And like,
you could have done justice. It was within your power.
That's your whole point. That's the whole purpose of having the judge.
Yeah.
Right? To administer justice.
Yeah. That is the point. And this is what he gets put in jail for. He let adults be adults.
Right.
He let people spend their own money.
Yeah.
That is the crime.
He allowed consensual transactions to occur.
Not just that, he was tricked into allowing them to occur.
Right? Tricked into letting grown men and women spend their money.
Because, again, he wouldn't have allowed it if he thought that there was a scam involved. And so they had to trick him to get the scam through, and then he's getting punished.
Right. Much to the scammer's delight.
Yeah. Well, because they're not even going after the
scammer. If you're like a romance scammer, you're like, damn, I got to find some of these Bitcoin people.
Yeah.
I got to figure out how to leverage that, because they're the ones who are going to get thrown in jail, and not me.
And have to pay the restitution.
603-283-6160. Still to come, some bad news, some good news, and what the heck are the London Blade Runners? It's Free Talk Live.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.